Welcome to 3 Minutes in the Truth, bite-sized advice to help you on your songwriting journey. Now, here's my dad, hit songwriter Brent Baxter.
Hey, thank you, Ozzy, and y'all, welcome to 3 Minutes in the Truth. You know, at songwritingpro.com, we help songwriters like you turn pro by teaching how to write like a pro, how to do business like a pro, and on a regular basis, we connect you to the pros. You know, one of the ways we do that is through our Play for a Publisher event that we host, usually pretty much on a quarterly basis. Well, from one of our previous ones, I got an email from one of the community members, and he was disappointed that his song didn't make it through. See, he said he thought his song was great, but it was disappointing, he said, watching his love ballad getting smacked around by all these songs that are up-tempos. I'm curious, he asked, where does the love ballad stand a chance these days if I can't even get a spin for a publisher? Thought it was a great question, thought we should dive into it today. So the Play for a Publisher event is when I collect songs from the songwriting pro community, and I pick the top 10 that I think have a chance of getting connected to the publisher, like of connecting emotionally with a publisher, you know, getting the publisher's attention in a good way. So I played for the publisher live in a video conference with the writers there. They join us live. It's a really cool event. Anyway, I understand this guy's honest question. There are a lot of up-tempo songs that tend to make the top 10. So where does a love ballad writer stand in a world like that? Does he have a chance? And so basically what I told him, I also want to share with you because you may be wondering the same thing. See, the fact is, and the truth is, ballads are mathematically harder to get recorded by other artists. See, a lot of writers write ballads because that's just where a lot of us start. We have some emotion that wants to come out, and it's usually wants to come out as a ballad. Or it's our meaningful song, our deep song, you know? A lot of our favorite songs are these ballads. But just turn on the radio. Country, pop, CCM, rock, most songs on these stations are going to be mid and up tempos. There just aren't that many spots for ballads on the radio, and radio's where people are making money these days. So if you're not getting much of anything off album cuts are basically for bragging rights. They look good on the wall, but they don't look great in the wallet. They look better on the bio than they do on the bank statement. Okay, so publishers are aiming for singles, radio singles, because Spotify and Amazon are trying to screw us over. So you're not getting paid much of anything from streaming or from album cuts because people just aren't buying many physical or complete albums these days. So you need some terrestrial radio singles to make some serious money. So that's what they want. That's what publishers want. That's how they keep the lights on. Most of what's on the radio are mid and up tempos. Most of what gets played in the concert, mid and up tempos. The artist is hosting a party at a live show and they want you to have a good time. So they're trying to get you on your feet, having a good time. Oh, and while you're on your feet, why don't you use your feet to walk on over to the merch table? You feeling me? So radio likes to play mostly up-tempo. Live shows, artists like to play mostly mid and up-tempo. So that's mostly what ends up on a record. There just aren't that many spots for ballads. It's a rare, exceptional ballad that makes it through. But even so, we all write a bunch of them. It seems like most writers, even the pros, still tend to write a lot of ballads. So the math is not working on your favor when you write ballads. Now, it doesn't mean you can't get one cut, but it's a lot harder. This has been 3 Minutes in the Truth. Hey, but before you go, are you a songwritingpro.com member yet? If not, why not? It's a great time to join. We have a 14-day free trial, a lot of stuff to help you on your songwriting journey. But hey, don't take my word for it. Let's hear from one of our members.
Hello, my name is Randy, and I'm a member here at songwritingpro.com. I've been with songwritingpro.com now for about 2 years. I was very fortunate a couple years ago to have gotten signed to a publishing agency, which was my biggest goal that I've achieved thus far. Other than I've got holds and cuts with co-writers from songwritingpro.com because they have connected me with the pros, they've connected me with the writers, and the information that I get on a daily basis from Songwriting Pro has just really helped me craft my songwriting ability. And I thank God every day for Songwriting Pro. But if you're looking for a platform that can help you, that can encourage you, that can give you the information that you need, this is the door to open. So I truly suggest that you reach out and just do your research on songwritingpro.com. I promise you, you won't be disappointed. And hopefully I'll see you on a co-write sometime in the future. Have a great day.
3 minutes in the truth.
Can you say 3 minutes in the truth, Hazel?
Okay.
Close enough.